Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Sport Fish Restoration Program. Freshwater fish hatcheries have supplemented Texas natural fish populations for decades.
Hatcheries have been employed by Texas Parks and Wildlife, or its predecessor agencies, for more than 75 years, 80 years.
Todd Engeling is chief of Inland Hatcheries.
The first hatchery was constructed in Texas that we have record of in about 1925. At one time, Texas had up to 17 different facilities, but today we operate five.
Including the Jasper Fish Hatchery, built by the Civilian Conservation Corps in 1932. The facility occupies 227 acres of land and has 63 ponds covering approximately 65 surface acres.
At that time, it was dug with minimal machinery, with teams of mules digging ponds and laying in clay pipe and things like that. It has received some renovation over the years, but the last significant renovation was done in 1945.
More than 70 years old, the Jasper Hatchery has seen better days, so a new hatchery is being built to replace it.
This facility will be comparable in size in terms of acreage, but it will incorporate new technologies. And most of that will be just in construction technology, durable construction technologies that will allow us to operate this facility for 50 plus years and to meet our needs into the future.
The new East Texas Hatchery, tomorrow. And that's our show with support from the Sport Fish Restoration Program, providing funding for the operations and management of Texas state fish hatcheries. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.